Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just me and you, just the two of us. And I've got something to say, something that's on my mind that I want to ask you about. And it's about talk to you about, I should say, about the investor search. And as you've heard me say many times before, small business capital comes from three primary sources. Profits left in the business, debt, like when you borrow money from a bank, and equity investment. Those three. And for most small businesses, the third source, that equity investment thing, has been the founder's investment. But in recent years, this option has become more robust and multifaceted in the form of other kinds of investors, whether they're venture capital or from venture capitalists or angel investors. Or even now with crowdfunding, right? That's a whole other story. That's crowdfunding thing. That's a whole other topic we've talked about in the past before, haven't we? Well, the challenge is developing a capitalization strategy that matches the right sources with the short and long-term goals of you, the founder. Got to make sure that however you're capitalizing your company, they match the short and long-term goals I'll come back to that. I'll come back to that in just a little bit because that's a really important topic, matching your short and long-term goals. So we have to say that while many elements of finding and acquiring investor capital are similar to getting a bank loan, it's harder and more complex and takes longer to get investment capital. Our good friend Andrew Sherman wrote a book called Raising Capital, and in that book he talks about issues. He talks about common mistakes, I should say, that entrepreneurs make when they're looking for investor capital. So what I've done is today I'm going to talk about a part of the list of articles, and then next week of mistakes, and then next week I'll talk about the rest of them. So right now I want to talk about the first mistakes that people make when they're looking for investor capital. Here's the first mistake: using an investor search that's too broad. In other words, if you're looking for investors, everybody out there who has money to invest is not your prospect. The same way that you would look for a customer, everybody's not your customer. How many times have you heard me say that, right? You have to qualify an investor like you qualify a prospect. Each investor has their own interest, their own related strategy. Some investors like medical ventures. So that means they wouldn't be a prospect for your retail venture. Some people like food service companies. So if you're a chemical entrepreneur or you're making shoes or something like that, whatever it may be, make sure that you search in a way that gets you to the people who are interested in a company like yours. Don't make a very broad, make a more focused and narrow search. Otherwise, you'll be making a mistake. Next mistake, misjudging the time involved. Part of Murphy's Law states that everything will take longer than you think. Well, you and I both know that Mr. Murphy is alive and well in the investment marketplace. Certainly in our businesses too, right? But especially in the investment marketplace. It usually takes months, not weeks, to find, approach, and get an answer from an investor. Even crowdfunding will take more time than you think. And remember, like prayers, sometimes the answer is no. So try not to have all your expectations in one basket. Because if you have one proposal, if you're trying to get new business for this week, one proposal is no proposal. Because one no and you're out. Right? You got to have multiple options out there. So think about that. Next mistake, falling in love with your business plan. Every mother's baby is beautiful, right? But your plan is not your investor's prospect's baby. Whoever you're looking at to invest in your business, your plan is not their baby. It may be something they're interested in, like you're interested in someone else's child, but that child is not your baby. So expect that your business plan, your baby, will have to be adjusted before you get funded. So be prepared to accept that changes will come with the capital. Changes will come with the capital. Don't forget that. Next mistake, taking financial projections too seriously. How many times have you heard me say this, folks? All projections are wrong. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. That's the prime financial rule. All projections are wrong. Of course you can show projections that you believe are achievable. That's great. But also include a conservative set that shows your break-even point if things don't go as planned. If you want to make an investor or a banker feel that you are serious and dedicated person, and maybe even a little conservative. It doesn't hurt for them to think you're a little conservative. Show them what you think you can do, and then say, okay, if I'm wrong, it's okay to just say that. If I'm wrong, and we do 20% less than this, or 10% less than this, or whatever your number is, this is what that looks like, and we can still service our debt or pay you back. So have a couple of sets of numbers there. Next mistake. Confusing product development with sales. Investors love real customers and real sales. Even sales projections based on history will be scrutinized, but projections based on projected sales will be doubted. Don't confuse business product development with sales. And then the next mistake, minimizing the management team. A good management team can fix a bad plan, but a bad team can ruin a good one. Unless you're asking investors to contribute management expertise, and some of them do, don't seek investor capital without a qualified management team. It's one of the first things they're going to look at, folks. So remember this about your short-term and long-term goals. Make sure your capitalization strategy matches your short and long-term goals for you, meaning that your investors are going to bring their strategy, their exit plans with their money. If that doesn't match your exit plans, you might want to look for another investor. In the meantime, make your own mistakes, not these. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.